Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Kuf Chaf Daled Chulin 124. Today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara records that Rav Avya Saba came and asked a question from Rabbi Barafuna. Says the Gemara, Ba Mine Rav Avya Saba from Rabbi Barafuna. He asked the following question. The question was about a kulis, which is a bone, which is a hollow bone of a carcass, and it had bone marrow inside it. And this bone was sisuma. It was closed on all its sides, but yet inside of it, it had like some marrow. And so generally speaking, the law would be that would be considered like it was flesh, even though there was no meat on it. And our Mishnah later on 125a is going to say that this is going to not be considered to be able to impart tumah through touching and carrying it. So Rav Avya Saba asked, well, what would be the law according to Rabbi Yishmael? And we had seen earlier that Rabbi Yishmael has a different position on a different matter. So the question that he was asking is, Rabbi Yishmael, in accordance with our Mishnah 125a, without going into Rabbi Yishmael's position, I want to focus on how Rabbi Barav Huna responded, because he responded by not answering the question. Says the Gemara, he didn't answer the question. What did he say? Orva parach. He says, oh look, there's a raven flying by in the sky, meaning to say he tried to change the topic. So that's how Rashi understands it. And we'll come back to why he specifically said a raven. But so Amale Rava Bere, so Rava his son said to him, to Rava Barav Huna, why are you changing topic? Why don't you ask Rav Avya Saba's question? Valav Hainu Rav Avya Saba mi Pumpadisa? Isn't this the same Rav Avya Saba from Pumpadisa, the Meshabachon Marba Gavei? They used to praise him and say that he was such a Degava Rabu, that he was such a great man. So why are you giving him the brush off? Why don't you answer his question? He said, you're right. Amalei, he says he is a great man. He said, the problem is, Ani Ayom, today, I Rashi understands that what he said was, Rashi fills in the gap. He says that today I gave a big drasha in the community. And that Rashi says the Shabbos HaRegelai, so that it was the Shabbos, either it was the Shabbos of a holiday, or it was the Shabbos leading up to a holiday. And the rabbi used to give a big shir, a big Torah class leading up to the holiday. And so therefore, he says, Today was the big Shabbos, and so therefore I need some chunibas shishus. And so he cites the verse. He says, what I need today is I need to be revived. And so therefore, since he says I need to be revived, and this is based upon a verse in Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 5, he says, basically, I'm out of strength. I need to eat now. I can't get into it. Ubay minai, and he's asking me something, milsa debay taima. He's asking me something which requires a lot of explanation, a lot of depth, and I have no energy now. I need to be revived. So that's the Gemara. And the first thing we want to focus on is, why does it say that he said a raven was flying by? Why specifically a raven? And the Chasam Sofer asks, why does he mention a raven, which is a non-kosher bird? Why doesn't he mention a dove, which is a kosher bird? And so the Chasam Sofer explains it on the basis of the Gemara in Ervin, that sometimes a person needs to have a harsh element, just like the raven, when it eats and drinks, it takes care of its young, it takes care of its children. And so therefore, so too, we need to be that way as it relates to our own Torah study. And so he's saying that this day it was with respect to Torah study, with respect to his eating, he's already engaged in the Torah study, and there's supposed to be a half for Hashem and a half for his own needs. And so since he'd already been involved with Torah study, now he wants to engage in the Simcha of Yom Tov, and he wants to engage in eating for the festival. And so therefore he refers to a raven, that just like a raven knows how to take care of its own the needs of its own offspring, and it needs and provides food for its children, now is the time for him to provide food for himself. That's the answer of the Chasam Sofer. What about the fact that he says that he gives his answer that I need to be revived, and why didn't he say to him, look, I don't want to get into this on Shabbos and Yom Tov? So some say from here we see that there's no problem, generally speaking, of learning in great depth on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but it's just that in this case he was actually tired. But the Meiri cites a teaching from the Jerusalem Talmud from Tractate Shabbos, and the Meiri cites the Talmud, says, with what is one supposed to delight on the Shabbos? And the Jerusalem Talmud says, some say with sleeping, and some say with Torah study. Two approaches to how one delights on the Shabbos. And they're not arguing. One is with reference to a Torah scholar, and one is or a Torah student, and one is reference to just a Baal HaBayis, to somebody who is not necessarily a Torah scholar, but somebody who is just like somebody who works during the during the week. And so the Meiri writes that the way to explain this is that the student should engage in Torah study on Shabbos. Meir is saying that some explain it to mean that the student engages in Torah study on Shabbos, but the Baal HaBayis is supposed to engage in sleep. However, the Meiri interprets it the opposite way. The Meiri says, no, it's just the opposite. The student who the whole week is sleeping, the whole week is studying Torah, and then on Shabbos, the student has to go out of his way to engage in owning Shabbos and to light in Shabbos. But the Baal HaBayis, who the whole week doesn't have time to study Torah, the whole week is sleeping and engaging in physical activities. On Shabbos specifically, they need to engage in Torah study. So therefore, the Meiri reverses the role. Some say that unlike the Pashas of our Gemara, some say that actually what it is with respect to Shabbos, that a person should be careful not to make too much in depth, because from the Kabbalistic idea, if a person makes fine points that are too fine with respect to learning, it's almost like it's a melacha of great wisdom. It's a melacha of great wisdom and scholarship, and that we have to be concerned about on Shabbos, because Shabbos was supposed to be simple. And maybe on a Kabbalistic level, we're even in violation of the prohibition of borer, of selecting the bad from the good, which we're not allowed to do. And so therefore, one has to be careful that on Shabbos, their learning should be less of a in-depth level, but more of a level that is able to be within the spirit of Shabbos, of simplicity and beauty.